Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This next Mishnah is going to talk about how big the property of land has to be in order for one to be obligated in Pe'ah on that property. We know that it has to be from your Sadeh, has to be from your field. So the question becomes, what's considered to be a field? So we're going to have five different measurements that they learn out for what's considered to be a field. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Karka bet rova hayevet bepe'ah. He says, land with the area large enough for planting at least a quarter kav of seeds is obligated in pe'ah. That's 10.5 by 10 amot. It's about 15 by 15 feet wide. That if I have that much land to plant with, that's going to be obligated in pe'ah. He learns it out, Rabbi Eliezer, from kilayim. When it comes to kilayim, when it comes to the prohibition of planting two different types of produce together, of grafting, the distance that one has to have between two items is this measurement of 10 feet by around 10 feet by 10 amot by 10 amot. Therefore, he learns out, just like kilayim, you have to have a field in between two different types of produce. He would say the definition of field over there is the same as here, and that's how much you have to have in order to be obligated in pe'ah. Rabbi Yehoshua's second opinion says, ha'oseh sa'atayim. He agrees with the same way we learned it out from kilayim, that you need a sadeh in between, but he doesn't go by area, he goes by how much seed would be needed to produce the above. So he says, ha'oseh sa'atayim, he would say, land that produces only two se'az of seed. So it's a little bit less land than Rabbi Eliezer. The next piece of Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, shisha tefahim, he would say 6 by 6 fists, the measurement of the field. And he learns it also out by kilayim from another place. Another place in kilayim talks about how many different types of seeds you could have within 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, and they say you can have 5. So, since there's no problem of kilayim over there, and that's considered to be a sadeh, that's a sadeh big enough for 5 different types of seeds. Same thing over here. Fourth opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera omer, kedei liksor velishnot, he would say, in order to take a sickle in your hand and grab some of the wheat, cut it, and then to repeat that process one more time. So basically, 2 fistfuls of wheat. He learns it out from the fact that we have the word ketsira twice when it's dealing with the parasha of pe'ah. So the word ketsira is a harvest. It means one sickle worth, and that's repeated twice. Therefore, it's 2 times. A fist in order that the land that produces 2 times a fist in order to be obligated in Pe'ah. Fourth opinion is Rabbi Akiva Omer, and by the way, with Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Kedei liksor velishnot v'halacha dvarav. Halacha is like him, the Mishnah tells us. Rabbi Akiva Omer, karka kolshehu hayevet bepe'ah. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, any type of land whatsoever, if you have one stalk growing on land, you have to give pe'ah from that one stalk even. And the Tosfot Yom Tov asks over here, what are you talking about? How are you going to give if you only have one stalk growing? What are you leaving for pe'ah? So he answers that you leave part of the stalk. If you have grains of corn growing on one stalk, you'd leave one grain, you'd leave one piece of corn or something like that in order to leave that for pe'ah. You leave part of that stalk that's growing. And he also, Rabbi Akiva learns out, this also applies to bikurim, the first fruits. If one is growing fruits from the 7 species of Israel, he has to bring the first fruits to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Kohen. So he would say that if you have any fruits growing whatsoever, that you have to bring the first of those fruits, even if it's a tiny little portion of land, you have to bring the first fruits to Eretz Yisrael, v'lichtov alav pirozbul, to write a pruzbul. A pruzbul, basically, the oraita law is once the Shemitah, once the 7th year hits, a person is not obligated to pay back his loans, and somebody can't collect loans after the Shemitah year. So then Hachamim noticed that people weren't giving loans freely, and it was hurting the poor people who needed loans. So they came up with a system where Hillel HaZaken said that you have to draw up a pruzbul document, it's a type of document, and the person would, the lender, would hand over his loan to the court. He would hand over his loan to the court, and the person who was borrowing money would hand over his land to the court. And they would hold that sort of till after the Shemitah. It's as if he didn't own the land, and then they were just trading it back afterwards. I'm not going to get into the laws now of Pruzbul, but that's the basic. So if you have to own a portion of land, if you're a lender, in order to hand it off to the Beit Din, in order to obligate yourself in order to allow yourself to be collected from after the Shemitah. So any type of land over here would be allowed. If you own any type of land whatsoever, you can have a Peruz Bul done, and you could give money to a collector after the Shemitah. And the Mishnah finishes off with one last case. So we have two types of items that can be bought. You have an item, a tangible object, a movable object, which can be bought with a kinyan, with a transaction. Not with money, but a person has to hold it, he has to bring it into his house, something like that. But when it comes to karka, when it comes to property, a person can't move it. He can't do anything to the property. So therefore, there are a few other ways to do it. He could either use money, he could use a contract in order to acquire the land, or he could do a kinyan hazaka, which means he has to do work on the land. So the question over here is, if I have a piece of land that has metaltelim on top, if I want to buy a piece of property, and I want to buy the car that's on top of it, how do I do that? So over here, you could do it by, if the item is right on top of the property, you can do any of the above mentioned to the property. Money, a contract, or doing work, putting a fence, doing work to the actual land, and you could consider it to be buying the object on top of it. So that works if you have any land whatsoever.